Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
I can't be true.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just talking. Brought to you by In.com.
Can a sperm donor, a blind musician, a man with erectile dysfunction, manage to be a good cop? Hell yeah, because it's Ayushman Khurrana and he can do anything. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika. So the trailer for Ayushman's new movie dropped. It's called Article 15 and it's a very, very grim movie from the looks of it. He plays a cop in this one and he seems to be having a really tough time solving some cases of caste and religion and basically a lot of things we read about in real life these days. It's been inspired by true events that took place in Badaun and Una, incidents that kind of made us stop and question the societal structure of our country. They filmed this in Lucknow. And the title of the movie is literally a legit article in our constitution. And I discovered that only because the trailer of this movie dropped. I didn't know what Article 15 was. I mean, you're all taught not to do it, but I didn't know it was a legit article. Article 15 says discrimination against someone on the basis of caste, creed or religion is prohibited. But hey, when has that ever stopped people in our really, really, really huge country from breaking the law? Honestly, if people who break the law and are out on bail can stand for elections and get voted to power, regular folks must think it's okay to break the law, get out on bail, and go back to living life like a regular civilian. We'll have to wait and see if the story's any good, but this movie has a kick-ass cast. It's got some of the finest actors playing some shady characters and some nice ones. There's Kumud Mishra, Sayani Gupta, Nasser. I'm sure he's one of the bad guys in this one. Nasser has been typecast so much. There's also Manoj Pawa. If there's one fit Ayushman Khurrana playing a cop, that has to be a stocky one. That's just like Bollywood's formula, so Manoj Pawa fills that void. And what got me thinking was, this is an out-and-out Bollywood commercial film from the looks of it. And it's not something we've seen Ayushman Khurrana do in the past. He's always done these offbeat sort of non-commercial films. Movies that are halfway between artsy and mainstream ones. He totally looks the part of a cop though. That mustache seems to be really working for him. And he's a lot more serious than we've ever seen him on screen before. But while we wait for this grim, serious tale of a cop to hit screens, let's go back and take a look at the movies he's done before this. This one shot him to instant fame. Vicky Donor, man. This one just came out of nowhere and hit us straight in the face. Vicky Donor was the year movies like Ek Tha Tiger and Jab Tak Hai Jaan were the commercial movies that came out. We also saw some offbeat movies like Barfi and English Finglish. But Vicky Donor was a real breath of fresh air. I mean, come on, I don't remember a movie ever being made about sperm donors in Bollywood. Sure, we've seen some from Hollywood, like The Switch, where it's just a part of the plot. Then there's this movie called The Baby Makers, which is like super funny, where a man goes back to rob a sperm bank where he had donated sperm earlier. And Vicky Donor was the first movie that was unabashedly about the topic they had chosen. A man who's a sperm donor. Ayushman Khurrana actually took a really wild, crazy gamble. Because think about it. Established actors might feel a little awkward to do a movie like this. Newbies would be like, do I really want to debut with this? After years and years of television and radio, Ayushman Khurrana said yes to a movie and dived into this with all his heart. You can see he's given it his all. And I meant just in terms of acting. And this was just the start of all the other really cool scripts he would eventually say yes to. And he probably inspired a lot of young Indian men to be okay with making money however they wanted to. So, he was very virile and masculine and the dream of fertility experts in Vicky Donor. And in Shubh Mangal Savdhan, Ayushman Khurrana's character has a lot of trouble in the same department. This movie addresses erectile dysfunction and how it can impact someone mentally as well. Ayushman Khurrana and Bhumi Pednekar share some really good chemistry in this one. They play a couple who are engaged to be married and they're both adults and have needs, to put it in society's words. So they decide to engage in what Sheldon Cooper likes to call coitus. They discover that Ayushman Khurrana has trouble staying up, if you know what I mean. And they could have made this a really emotional story full of drama. But then it ended up being a sort of comedy with still a lot of drama. It talks about how society judges men with ED, the kind of ridiculous solutions that are offered to people with ED, because obviously everyone will have an opinion if there's one problem and no two opinions will be the same. But seriously, Ayushman Khurrana picked another role that nobody else would have been as comfortable in, and a role he really, really shone in, because it's important that we have nine nice actors who can portray problems like these. And there's no harm in laughing a little along the way. He did it all. We all love our parents. Yes, we do. But there's always something they do that annoys us. See, it's India. There are extreme kinds of parents. Like, I have some friends whose parents won't stop praising them in front of others. That's one sort of annoying. Some friends whose parents get some crazy sadistic pleasure when they sort of scold their kids in front of other people. That's another kind of annoying. And some friends whose parents oscillate very wildly between both those options. You never know which card they'll pull out on which day. But the most embarrassing thing would be to tell your friends that your parents are having a baby after you discover the process of sex. It's fine when you're a kid. They can tell you it was a stalk or that God came and left a baby with your mom in the hospital. You'll believe anything. I think that's why most of us think our siblings were picked up from a dustbin somewhere. Anything is better than imagining what your parents had to do to get you a sibling. So when Badhai Ho was gonna be made, I'm sure they thought about all their options, about who could do a good job in that role, and nobody else but Ayushman Khurrana could have said yes, and nobody but him could have kicked ass at that role like he did. There's also a buttload of other problems that his character has in this film. He has fights with his girlfriend, he has to impress his girlfriend's mother, he has an annoying younger brother who has problems of his own, a super dominating grandma, I think most of us had one, but more than anything, his biggest problem is when his friends find out his mom is gonna have a baby. It's tough to pick who is better in this movie, Ayushman Khurrana or Neena Gupta, but honestly, together they make the movie a really stellar one. You should watch Badhai Ho if you haven't already. We love movies about musicians and we love drama. So sometimes they give these heroes and heroines a handicap so you can feel for them a little more. So when Ayushman Khurrana has one, it's not super serious and heavy like Kabul was. God, that movie can really get your spirits down. He was in this movie called Andhadhun, which is about a blind musician and how he gets framed for a murder. And this is a black comedy film. Who better to make a film like this than Sriram Raghavan? He's made films like Badlapur and Agent Vinod before this. He also made Ek Haseena Thi with Saif Ali Khan, so he knows what sort of movies will work for him. Word got out that he had this interesting script about a blind pianist, and Ayushman Khurrana must have been like, wow, this seems like it's right up my alley. So they got working together and we got a brilliant movie to watch. It also has Tabu and Radhika Apte, both brilliant actors in their own right, and it's a great combination of people who've come together for this film. And it's nice because this movie keeps you on your toes the whole time. You never know when the next plot twist is gonna hit you, and because it's Ayushman Khurrana, even a thriller has super funny scenes. It's this guy, he can pull off anything, even when he's blind. Sometimes picking offbeat films can backfire, even for Ayushman Khurrana. He picked this movie called Hawaii Zada, which came out in 2015, and honestly, it's got quite a radical script. We're a huge country with a huge population and a really long history, so you can't really have enough biopics. There are always going to be untold stories that are really interesting. Hawaii Zada is a lenient take on the life of Shivkar Bapuji Talpade. He is said to be a man in Maharashtra who apparently built India's first unmanned plane way back in 1895. And in this, Ayushman Khurrana plays this guy who's love-struck but is also a genius who finds a mentor for his madness. But that was also sort of the problem of this film, because the movie jumped crazily from problems during the British reign to problems in the love story to problems between dad and son and problems between mentor and prodigy. But in his defense, Ayushman Khurrana carries all these problems on his shoulders and puts up a really good fight. It's visually really nice though, because it's set in the past. The colors you'll see on screen and the sets they've designed, it's actually really nice. The movie had all that and Ayushman Khurrana going for it. But in spite of all that, sometimes a movie can fail to take off. See what I did there? Dam laga ke hai sha. The one thing I really love about this film is a song that Papon sang, Moh Moh Ke Dhage, and the other tracks are pretty incredible too. It's made by this Italian dude named Andrea Guerra, the same guy who made the soundtrack for Pursuit of Happiness. It's perfect because the movie is set in a time where we were slowly getting ready for our transition from cassettes to CDs. This is a really beautifully shot movie and it's set in Rishikesh and Haridwar, so there was a lot of work to be done, I'm sure, because it's these places but in 1995. Ayushman Khurrana plays a man who is made to marry this woman against his will, and he's really annoyed that she's fat. Bhumi Pednekar plays this big woman who is full of confidence and has major dreams for her career. And it's full of drama. Oh boy, no doubt of that. But through all the ups and downs, Ayushmann Khurrana really holds his own. And it takes a lot of bravery, you know, to play a character like the one he did in this film. Because you're not going to like him a lot for the things he does. And that's not what heroes are usually like, right? Everything they do seems to be the right thing. He's perfect as this really confused man who's trying to understand the changes in his life as much as we were trying to understand the changes from our tape recorders to DVD players. And more than anything, he played a Yash Raj hero. Yeah, this was a Yash Raj film. And he still didn't become a typical Bollywood hero. Full points to him for that. Nauta Ki Saala came out in 2013 and it's one of Ayushmann Khurrana's earlier films. It's like Inception because he acts as an actor within the film. So he plays this stage actor who falls in love with a girl while he's trying to help his friend land the girl he likes. There's a bit of a comedy of errors, a bit of telling you there can be confusion for anybody at any time. It's a rom-com from Bollywood, but definitely not the kind we're used to. No running around in the snow, no big budget song and dance sequences at some wonder of the world, but a lot of Ayushmann Khurrana and his brilliance. Ayushmann switches personalities effortlessly, just like he does with his character on stage. Ram becomes Ravan and he changes with as much ease with everything else he's doing in that role. It's also tough to pick between him and Kunal Kapoor. Both of them are brilliant. But trust Ayushmann Khurrana to pick an unconventional role. And all the world's a stage for an actor like him. Bewakoof, yeah. This movie had well-known actors. Not all of them amazing actors, but popular ones nonetheless. It stars Rishi Kapoor as a typical Indian dad who thinks nobody is good enough for his daughter. Sonam Kapoor plays his daughter and Ayushmann Khurrana plays her boyfriend who has to keep trying to win his girlfriend's dad over. I get it, that can't be easy because it's not just in India. Winning over parents anywhere across the world is tougher than getting into IIT. But funnily enough, if you get into IIT, parents will be lining up for you, know? Anyway, Ayushmann Khurrana plays a man who earns lesser than his girlfriend does. A man who's trying to change what society thinks of men like that. It's quite an interesting take because in Bollywood, there are movies that talk about boys and girls from different castes and different religions that get married. Oh my God, there are like hundreds of Romeo Juliet kind of stories in Indian movies. But not too many that talk about differences in economic status. Because even if they do, they dramatize it way too much. Like some royal dude wanting to marry a commoner and how that becomes a big deal. Nothing that puts people on footing like this movie does. And again, quite brave of Ayushmann Khurrana to pick a role like this. This one had Rishi Kapoor and Sonam Kapoor, but even though the movie didn't make a lot of money, just like Ayushmann Khurrana's character in the film, he's the one who stood apart. Ayushmann Khurrana is like a real-life example for all those inspirational quotes you read on the internet. Follow your dreams, give it your all and it'll pay off. And it has for him in a way. He's had a lot of challenges in real life as well. But you need a lot of determination to break into an industry like Bollywood and stick around for so long and become popular even without doing crazily commercial films. Somehow, this man has done it. His next one, Article 15, seems to be a lot more serious and a lot more mainstream Bollywood, but it's got him, so you can be sure it won't be a cop movie like Dabang. No thanks, we've had enough of that. I'm honestly waiting to watch him kick ass as a cop, because he's soon becoming Bollywood's Mr. Dependable, and a brilliant one at that. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.